Hello, gorgeous.
I would make a great queen because I am so stubborn.
Well, when I'm good, I'm very good. But when I'm bad, I'm better.
Never take a learning opportunity away from another student. No matter how smart you need everyone to think you are.
I am dancing a bright beam of light.
Teen is your family. You have to protect them from those guys, okay?
Make the money. Don't let it make you.
You had me at hello.
And most importantly, you must always have faith in yourself.
This is I'm Here for the Food.
What's up, everybody? This is I'm Here for the Food, where we discuss topics that feed your mind, your spirit, and your soul. I'm Melissa.
I'm Blue, and this is Daisy.
Yes, the team mascot is in here. Me and her are matching.
Daisy gave you the side eye. She's like, get my name right.
No, she's always giving me the fucking side eye, okay? She is a shady bitch, okay?
I'm not shady bitch, though.
And not so shady bitch is to my left. This is my very good friend, Takara Jones, on Instagram, because she's back, bitches.
Yay.
I am Takara Jones.
Yes, I'm back.
Yes, and looking fabulous.
Thank you, Mama. You
the fabulous Miss Takara.
You, your face is snatched.
I love you, Blue. Yes. Your face is always
look,
snatched.
Look, I'm one or two chins away from doing what you're doing right now. I love it.
You and me.
You're my inspiration.
You and me. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be a team.
We are. Team Thick Snack coming to a studio near you.
Okay, so Takara really needs no introduction. She is a TV personality. Model and entrepreneur.
Yeah,
we're gonna talk a lot about that, okay? Because you have been in hiding. Of course, you're my friend, so we see each other,
right?
But the world was like, where the fuck did she go? You were adamant about not being on Instagram until you were ready to launch your product, and it's taken years.
Yes,
it's taken years. So I want to talk a lot about that because right now we're going through, you know, similar situations, just with this. The entrepreneur life is not for the faint of heart. It just isn't. Like, there are days where I am sitting on my couch and all I need is anesthesia.
Thank
you so much.
Nobody saw that.
Right, right. We were not ready.
I learned something new in front of the camera.
I'm literally sitting there and
She's a Scorpio.
I'm thinking, I'm very overdramatic. You know, I'm sitting there thinking, do I really want this?
is this how it is?
But you know what, Melissa? I'm so proud of you too, because I remember when this was a concept and when you were looking for spaces and looking for co-hosts and when you were looking for, you know, like just coming up with the title and the name for your podcast and everything. So I know you know exactly.
My baby gestated for a really, really, really long time, like an elephant. Like it was a long time. Yeah. Long
baby,
pregnancy.
Girl,
your baby stayed in the oven for a really long time. So we'll get to what Takara's project
baby is.
Yeah, what her baby is. And you look fabulous. And I saw you did the big chop recently.
Yes, I did the big chop.
You look so good.
Girl, it's so freeing. And it's so like, you know, I just queen in it. You know, I just feel regal and royal and fabulous.
But
I
mean, you look like it too.
You look
though.
Like it, because I did a big chop. I felt bald headed.
Did
so
you?
I like your version of the big chop.
Did you?
It's a lot more glamorous. I was just like, I can feel my scalp. I wasn't wearing it the way you were wearing it.
I love touching my neck and my ears and my face, and I love that I don't have to worry about it. It's like, it's just really freeing because there's nothing to really worry about. Getting a shower, wet my hair, go swimming, jump rope, you know, hike, and it's not go out, you know, go out, party, everything, whatever I want to do. It just, it works, you know? It works.
Not a lot of women would have the kind of confidence that, I mean, it helps that you're drop dead
fucking
gorgeous.
Yeah, I'm about to say, Melissa's not confident. She has a mirror.
And literally looks like Nefertiti. You know what I'm saying? That does help. But I mean, like, you know, you can have as much confidence, like, or the world can perceive you to have as much confidence. Like, they'll look at you and they'll, you know, the Blue's ridiculously
so
beautiful.
Yes,
she's super fucking intelligent.
Oh, I like
she
it.
Must be, you know, super confident. Melissa Ford, she's got to be super confident. I have my moments where, Corey has to pick me up off the floor because I'm like, I'm not worthy. I suck. Everything I do sucks. You know me.
You are such a Scorpio.
I'm about to That has nothing to do with your confidence. That has everything to do with you being a Scorpio.
There used to be a brand that has like Scorpio like themed products, and we really want you to be the spokesperson. Right. In the red outfit. Even yes. the outfit.
Oh, by the way.
Yes, so this outfit.
Just in case you guys were wondering about this little ensemble oh, that I've got on, this is by Midget Giraffe. Ooh, and whoa. Yeah.
Right. And now that's an oxymoron.
I know. That's why. So they're at.
Moving forward, I should probably hear the names of these sponsors.
I love you so much.
So this, so it's at midget_giraffe. And the clothing that this woman makes is.
They're beautiful. I mean,
I'm obsessed. So I was introduced to their clothes by way of my girlfriend, Arian. Okay. Who lives in, you know Arian, mm-hmm. who lives, she was on Love & Hip Hop, Atlanta,
yeah, chocolate,
beautiful,
really chocolate.
I mean, I gotta say, my friends are gorgeous.
I think you might be a face nice queen friends. Too. Yeah. No, you're a face queen. I used to call myself a face queen, okay. And I started hanging out with Melissa, I was like, oh, you a face queen.
It's not on purpose, I swear.
What is a face queen?
A face queen means it's great that if you have a nice body, mm-hmm. but I will not, like, your face oh, has to be
yeah,
sitting.
Oh, yeah. Not everything but a face, but
yeah,
the
no
face.
But a head. Right. Like, you actually
have
your neck
that face,
up.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody is beautiful, you know, from the inside out.
You know what's beautiful? Your baby hairs.
Yes, they are, honey. They
I
are
have been
slay.
So distracted by
oh
your baby
God.
Hairs.
She is slick.
Those are professionally done baby hairs.
No. They are professionally done.
As a black woman, that's not a toothbrush.
They are professionally done. And shout out to my girl Flo at Taylor Rose Salon.
That's
here in
my
LA.
Hairdresser.
I know.
LA is getting too small. You know, Claudia goes to the same hairdresser too.
She's on her way there right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I just left there. Ooh. Yes, because I have an art gallery showing
that's
to
crazy.
Go to.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
You
want to
come
you
with know, me tonight?
I would love to.
Okay, well, you're dressed for it.
Girl.
Yeah. Okay, we'll work that out. Okay, right. So wait, going back to Midget Giraffe. Okay, so yeah. I became acclimated to the clothing by way of my girlfriend, Arian, right. And she styled me for this photo shoot that I did with Dwayne Rogers in Atlanta, who is the former creative director of Rolling Out magazine. And I wanted to do a photo shoot that, you know, paid homage to, you know, Angela Davis, Maya Angelou, like all of, I wanted to do a photo shoot that was the representation of James Baldwin's prose, you know, like that. These.
Y'all know I love me some Baldwin, yes.
I can't wait to introduce you to my best friend, Trevor Baldwin, James's nephew.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Oh, yeah. When he gets to LA, I think you've met Trevor. Well, he loves you anyways.
Okay.
Yeah. He's like obsessed.
I can guess why, but continue.
Yeah. Anyways, so we did this photo shoot and I wanted African inspired clothing. And so Arian went into her closet, pulled out all this stuff. I was like, okay, I have to have. And so I started, I wore their stuff, tagged them, love affair ensued. And she made this suit for me.
I love that.
Oh, she made
suit.
It for
she
you?
She made this suit for me.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, she told me to pick out the cloth or which fabric that I wanted, what colors I wanted and stuff like that. And then we just kind of guessed my sizes because I'm in LA and she was not here. And it worked out. And
it
I'm
did.
Just I'm like obsessed with it. And there's a skirt that I still am gonna wear.
I love that.
Oh okay. My God, when you guys see the skirt, I'll literally just be sitting here and the skirt will just like
yes.
I want like a high waisted African skirt.
It's gonna be splayed out.
Everything high waisted.
Well, you guys
look at the girl suit.
Yeah, right.
Well listen,
honey.
look at midget score
under microphone.
Takara's hitting the microphone with her boob. It's yeah.
You need to watch this episode. Spotify doesn't do this justice.
Kind of in the way.
They get there first.
Well, anyway, so you guys got to check out Midget Giraffe because you'll probably love her clothes and then request something.
Like, I've just never used that word because, you know, for political reasons, but I love the clothes, so I'm gonna start saying Midget Giraffe.
Yeah, it's okay.
No, that right. I can say it together, Midget Giraffe.
Because yeah. Midget Giraffe.
Midget Giraffe, guys.
Yeah.
Not a tongue twister.
No.
Nice.
That
giraffe.
Is nice.
I'm obsessed with it. And just in case the girls are wondering, the shoes are Gucci. And they are real. When I say these are old, like these are like vintage old.
I was just about to say, girl, like, vintage. Huh?
You can't.
That's the best.
No,
that
but you, I can't walk in these. Like,
you can't walk in
them? No, walking is not going to happen because look what happens. Like, because this stuff, like, it's literally crocheted.
Oh.
Like this, all this is crocheted.
It's a dress for her feet.
This, yeah, it's a dress for the feet. So if you start walking around in these, the crocheting starts to fray.
Cool. Oh.
So it's just, these are shoes to
what the
sit.
Look.
It's just the look.
Okay.
Well, just girls are wondering, honey. These are Nike. I received these from Kiki Palmer. True story. Okay. We were working out. There was like a press event. It has my name on the back. They're dirty because I've been working out.
Oh, nice.
Like, they're going to see the shoes anyway. So you might as well go ahead. Why do you have them dirty ass Nikes? Look, these are workout shoes, okay? That's my fitness update for the day. Have a good day.
Hilarious. They're cute.
Melissa, don't play me. These are my workout sneakers.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm
she
sorry.
Said, boo, don't give me no fake compliment. Don't go there.
Okay, well, I was really excited about being able to get you on the show because our audience loves you. Oh. They requested you.
Oh, did
you
know? They?
Oh, yeah.
The audience?
Yeah.
What's up?
They requested you because they know who my girlfriends mm-hmm. are. And so one of the big requests was also Claudia Jordan.
Right.
And so we had Claudia on, and that episode was really, really good.
I love Claudia, too.
I love
her. She is so open and so frank and just so blunt. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, she just says how it is.
She launched into a fucking tirade when she was up here.
Did she about what?
Well, haters.
Her haters.
Like Jason Lee. I'm sorry. Did you see Jason Lee did that whole...
Which one?
About the problematic about
the blogger?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw.
Oh, my God.
I saw.
Whose name we won't say. She doesn't need the
yeah,
smoke.
We won't say it. But mm-hmm. I was just like, oh, my God, if that's how you read somebody, that's how you... That was less than, like, 101. I was like, okay.
I mean, yeah.
Okay, honey.
I haven't watched it yet because I wanted to, you know, but I'm going to watch it later with some wine. No, I can't. I'm not drinking them.
Right.
I'll watch it with some seltzer.
Okay.
It's a whole new world for me, guys.
And so Claudia went off on people
Just on concepts, you know, yeah. Like, so one of the things that we talked about was we talked about how easy it is for a woman's reputation to take a hit by being referred to as a hoe, like, or, you know, or a rumor, you know, starting to being re-perpetuated mm-hmm. that she's promiscuous and how that affects her marketability, you know. And me and her obviously have this, you know, shared grievances in common. So we were talking about that. I also brought up what happened with Angela Yee. I'm not sure how much you know about that. Did you hear about the whole Gucci Man Angela Yee thing?
I've seen that whole thing too.
And what irritated me about that was just how quickly the mob formed and just tried to, you know, it just tore her character down. And you know Angela, she's one of those unproblematic people on
Angela
the planet.
Angela Yee, sweetheart. Like, yes.
She's a whole woman. Like, seriously?
Like, she's so sweet and she's so nice. Yeah. And for everybody's like, oh, you don't know. No, I do know. Mm-hmm. Like, that's my friend. Mm-hmm. I do know the intimate details of everything. And she has a show called Lip Service where they talk about sex and sucking dick and all kinds of stuff.
Right.
So what kind of conversation do you think that she was having with Gucci Man when he was on her show? Like, it was just, it's kind of crazy, like, how people, like, use the content of her show against her. Hi, she's been doing it for 13 years.
Okay.
It just was so stupid to me. And, you know, the fact that people started to call her character in question based on, you know, the perception is whether or not she's promiscuous. I'm like, listen, if she fucked the entire Ho Chi Minh Trail, who the hell cares? Like, she still does her freaking job.
Right.
But let it be known, she's been with
the entire Ho Chi Minh Trail. Like, oh. Okay, I think I might have some black.
I can't stand you, Blue.
I'm just saying.
You're keeping a straight face. I was like, wait a minute.
But let it be known. Like,
why? I mean, but the thing is, why do people care? But they seem to care so much about who people are sleeping with. Like, that is the hot topic now. Like, they care. They want to know who you sleeping with, what gender you sleeping with,
only for women. But only for women. As a means to tear you down. And the worst perpetrators of that are women towards other women, you know? See her face. Look at that face right now. You want to know what that face is right now, everybody? What? It's the face of confusion because she's so beloved and well-liked. She does not know what it's like to have somebody come for her.
It's like Evita came to visit
us. I swear to God,
everybody loves me. I don't believe that we as women are the biggest... I'm around women in my circle in the life, right, that I live. Mm-hmm. I can't stand you so much right now. It's optimistic. Like, we don't do that. Like, we uplift each other. And
you're
everybody's
favorite,
like, I mean,
Takara. We get it.
No, I'm just saying, I just don't believe that women
are
the biggest beater, you know, or
perpetrators of misogyny,
knocking other women down. I think that we are grown past that. Like, I think we are really in a season of uplifting each other and supporting each other and, like, you know, being queens and in this movement of, like, women power, you know?
I love you so much. I wish the whole world like was like more like you. Because
no,
I agree with you that the women in my life are not like that. So anecdotally speaking, because what they call it, right? Anecdotally speaking, in our real lives,
yes,
we are surrounded by a bunch of like badass bitches, right?
Yes.
Like, everybody's an alpha female. Everybody has each other's back.
Yes.
Right. Each other honest, right?
Yes.
So I get that in your real life.
Yes.
But statistically, unfortunately, it is actually
more. Is it really? Because I think what we do also is let one bad apple spoil it for everyone else. Like you will have a comment and everyone, like I posted something recently and I had all these great compliments. Mm-hmm. And then I had one compliment and then everyone's like, can you believe that girl said something? It's like, let's not give her no energy. Nah. You know? Right. But we made a big deal about this one person making this bad comment when we have hundreds of people who made this great comment. So I think we give it more. We feed into it a little bit more.
They were looking at all the bad comments only. So they did an analysis of only the bad comments.
Yeah.
And then broke it down in gender.
It's
was mostly women.
It's easy. So, it's easy to.
Wait, they did a test. They did this?
No, they did an actual.
It's but here's a statistic.
To your point, though. Even though most of the bad comments were coming from bad women, it doesn't mean that men weren't doing things as well.
Yeah.
When Melissa and I talk about this all the time, women who want to look good in front of men.
Mm-hmm. We call them pick me's.
Pick me's. They'll uphold patriarchy because they want to be chosen.
Yeah.
Mm. So, and it happens very subtly, Takara. It's not always like a troll. It'll be someone like, if you're a Spanish girl and you're dating a black guy, he's like, you know, I don't date black bitches, but I love y'all. In that moment, you're hearing a man tear down another woman, and you're proud of yourself because you got chose.
Right.
And that's how it starts, though. Whenever another woman's getting put down, you're getting put up, you start to, like, let that feed your ego, and then you suddenly don't even realize you're doing it. You start upholding the, like, Santana.
Yeah.
Well, you know, black guys love us, not realizing what you're saying on the back end of that statement.
Yeah.
So it's a very incendiary kind of thing that kind of seeps into the narrative. It's not always mean trolls.
Sometimes, yeah. Right.
A lot of times it's really subtle.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
So that being said, you do have an incredibly supportive circle of women around you, just like I do in my real life, just like Blue does.
I have all guy friends.
Okay.
Two female friends.
Well, listen, I've introduced you to my circle, basically.
Right?
I've introduced you to my circle. So
true.
Roxy, you Rosa, Parker, exactly. Okay. Takara, so nice. Corey. Like, so now you're starting to, because these are the only types of women that I can spend time around.
Adopt a blue.
I need female friends.
Yeah. No, but one time me and Takara were, I don't know where we were, but we were having this conversation. I was like, have you ever like had anybody like kind of come for you? And she was just like, no. And I was like, of course not. You know, I was like, your Q rating is through the fucking roof.
But come for her in what way though? Like personally, like, professionally?
No. In any way. Her comment section is fucking posies and roses and glitter and gummy bears, okay? It's unbelievable how beloved she is. Like, where do you think that comes from? Like, you do have, like, an infectious personality. We'll be literally at Runyon, and she'll be like, hey, girl, hi, hello, oh, yes, girl, yes, yes, yes. I'm like,
that's what happened in my Uber. I was literally on the phone getting out of Uber. I was like, hey, boo! I'm like, who is that? I'm like, hi, Takara. I was like, I gotta get off the phone. I think Takara's gonna hug me. And immediately I forgot about my phone call. So you are very infectious.
Yeah, she just walks down the street, speaks to total strangers. She radiates positive energy.
You're Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, for
your
real.
Body.
Yeah. She's always happy, and I guess it radiates off of her, but like it's phenomenal to actually witness it.
Right.
You know?
Thank you.
Especially when you're like hiking up a hill, fucking halfway dying like me. I'm like, and she's like, hey, y'all. Wow. Yes, girl. Yes.
No, she be leaving me behind. This girl is amazingly fit. And she be.
This is why I'm not working out with y'all.
Yeah. I can't work out with her.
I'm in the back with Daisy
amazing.
In the car.
When I tell you, I'd be so impressed. I'd be looking at her like, oh my God.
Yeah, Melissa always downplays her fitness level.
Always downplays.
And we're all onto her.
Girl, the very first time I think we worked out, it was like, years ago, maybe 10 years ago, she was doing like
Fryman Canyon.
No.
Tybo.
Tybo. Back when Tybo went with
you. You were rolling about.
She was doing Tybo. This is my first time doing Tybo. I came, we was in the valley. I came to this class. When I tell you Melissa was a beast, after that I was scared. Like,
oh, yeah. No, and here's the thing.
I can't work out with you. Oh yeah, my God, how no. did you do that?
She was doing the exercise. I was like, fucking shake a tail feather. Let's go, bitch. I know you can do this.
And she hits me up on a Sunday. It's like, hey, you want to hit up running in an hour? I'm like laying in the bed, girl. like Gollum. Like, what? Okay. What day is it? I was like, I'm not working out. You crazy?
Girl, she is amazing.
When I hit my goal fitness level, then we can work out and we can both be two champions together. But right now, I am not going to be in a small, like,
you
got
to go
and
train and just to train with her.
Right. I'm going to train and then train with
you. I swear I am an empty shell of my former
Lies.
Being.
No, but you are. I mean, you put in the work, and that's why your body is so amazing.
Because you
deserve all the credit.
Look at the internal narrative that I have to deal with, okay? You're not good enough. You need to work out.
But your diet secret? Just be mean to yourself. Until you cry and the food falls out your mouth.
Going to take a bite. Bitch, I wish you would. Oh, God. Okay.
Meanwhile, I'm like, it's okay, Blue. You've had a hard day. You can have that.
Right. That's me. Okay. Oh, you'll make up for it tomorrow.
I need to work on self-soothing. I really do.
What happened if you were self-soothing and then you gained weight? Would you freak out?
I could so see that happen. Sometimes,
like, the nicer Melissa comes back a little bit softer.
Let me tell you something. It's probably a good thing that I'm not really in a relationship because
you gain weight in relationships?
Oh yeah, like, I
lose weight.
I get comfy. I get comfy.
The best diet. Oh, they really? Stress you out so much, and like you just, I'd be snatched and heartbroken.
That must be at the end of the relationship.
No, I'd be carrying.
I'm there for the food.
I'm right. So eating, much we're loving. No, you know why? When I'm in love, I don't want to chew. I just want to stare at you.
Aww,
I'm
like, oh, you're so cute. So
yeah. And then when we break up, then it all comes back.
Oh,
yeah. I'm the opposite. Like the exact opposite.
So you get thicker when you're in a relationship.
I think most people do. Because I'm happy and I'm eating
so
a lot.
I'm weird. Being in love makes me happy. It's like the ultimate diet. Like I don't want anything but air and you.
Air and you?
Just fruit salad and kisses. Like I don't need anything else.
Air kisses.
I also have a lot of sex when I'm in a relationship. So that's also right. Cardio.
Yes. Yes, honey. That's
the
best part
of our relationship.
Losing
a bunch of weight at once. Please do not ask me who I'm dating. Like, well, you look snatched. Mind your business.
You said sex. I'm like, what is that? I'm like dead from the neck down these days.
Oh my
Can't feel
God.
Anything.
I cannot stand.
Let's go
here.
Back to how infectious the car is.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Sakari called her pearl. She was like, well, yeah. You are not. You're a Scorpio.
No, right. No. Yeah, you're right about that.
Every sign is ruled by the body. Mm. Aries is the head. Taurus is the mouth.
Scorpio's ruled by the genitals. Yes. Right yes, there. We are. Yeah, we are. Yes, but, you know, I'm just focused on...
What are Pisces ruled by? I don't even know.
You are on the ankle
feet
somewhere,
or
girl.
Something.
The
yeah.
feet.
No.
Thank you.
No,
so
you are the
feet,
actually.
The feet.
You might
you are,
be the
I
feet.
I am.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Everybody's Libra, the liver, why they drink me. A lot. Yeah. Aquarius is around the shins. It gets unsexy as a Scorpio.
That's it. Ends.
Okay. All right. Let me just try and rein this shit back in.
We're on a show.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm so sorry. I thought I was just talking to my friends.
Yeah. It is like that. Okay. So, Takara, let's talk about what have you been up to for the last 4 years?
Yeah.
It's been like 4 years that you decided.
It's been like 5 years.
Yeah. 5 years. Okay. So, let's talk about the brand that you are building. Mm-hmm. I mean, tell everybody about it. Because I know all about it, but I got to interview you like you my friend. Like, you ain't my friend.
And
you know what I'm saying?
A lot of good questions. You know, I have an intimate apparel line.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
do.
It's named after myself, mm-hmm. Takara. So it's Takara's Intimates. And I cater to naturally big-breasted women, mm-hmm. right? And I did it, of course, because of myself. So everything in my line is really centered around what I want mm-hmm. and me sharing it with other women. Mm-hmm. And it's really amazing because when other women put on my products, everything that I wanted for my intimates is what they tell me is the feedback. Like mm-hmm. the way it fits on me, it fits on every woman, mm-hmm. you know, so it separates, it lifts, it erases the stubborn back fat. It has a razor back. It's very sexy. You want to show it. It's meant to be seen.
Take my money and, to come.
Yes. Right.
Oh my God.
Right? And I did this also because when you were talking earlier about Claudia was on a show and how and yourself and mm-hmm. how people criticize you and judge you and all this feedback, and then you're trying to make a living in this industry, and now you're trying to make a living, but the way you make a living is off other people's opinion and other people hiring you for different gigs or auditions and stuff like that. And I was like, I need to have my own thing so that I don't have to live in this public opinion. I am blessed because I don't have that negative. I don't get bad feedback like we were talking about. So, but if I did or if I don't, I don't want to have to live in that. I want to live in my bubble. I want to be able to make a living and take care of myself off my own brand and maybe have my brand mesh with other brand, like how you started this podcast. You're like, I'm going to take this into my own hands. Like, for, you know, love me, hate me, watch my show. You know what I'm saying? Tune in, leave a comment, good or bad, you know, because this is mine. And so, I kind of just wanted to take it into my hands because it can get depressing being in Hollywood, trying to go out here and find a gig or, you know, have people accept you, or, and you don't never know why you're not picked, you know, and you can't take it personal. You do have to have self-esteem and you have to be comfortable with yourself. It's like, it takes a lot. You know, we know a lot of people come out to California and they have to go back and they don't make it, and you turn to all these other things and you get desperate. And now we're popping titties out, you know, on the red carpet, or, you know, what I'm saying? Like doing things to be seen or to get attention, and you're like, you know, talking about people or making enemies or, you know, like whatever it is, just to like stay in here because it's a drug, right? You know, fame is a drug.
I always would say that. Like, fame is a drug, and there is no methadone clinic for it. There is no rehab for the drug that is fame, because once you've been bitten by the bug, like, once it has fueled you in some, you know, and the worst part of you, you know, narcissism, ego, that sort of thing. My God, like the casualty rate around here is insane. Like, the first of all, I was not joking about thinking, feeling like I need to, you know, anesthetize myself at times. Thank God it's just, you know, a little bit of wine. Okay, a lot of wine.
Oh, you love some wine, girl.
You know, I love some wine.
We got wine parties.
You need your own wine brand.
I do need my own wine brand.
Because it should be called, like, fuck yeah.
It should be.
Fuck yeah, wine.
I think there might be called a brand of wine called Fuck Yeah already.
Really?
I think there might be.
They need to have you as a spokesperson. Wow, this is a crossover.
They really do. So my choice, my way of anesthetizing myself is by, you know, a little bit of weed and a little bit of wine. But people really, like, go for the gusto. You know what people really use? Is other people here as, like, a form, like, codependent relationships is, like, a real thing out here. Two people that should have nothing to do with one another, but the loneliness out here in LA and just, you know, the search for validation is, like, it's epidemic.
It's crushing.
It's crushing.
And people do things that they shouldn't do or don't want to do, you know, that kind of selling your soul type thing, you know, So I just didn't want to be caught up in that. And so...
You're not. You can tell you're not. Right? Thank God. Yeah. You don't smell... I can smell desperation.
Yeah.
Right. Smells a little bit like pee.
I thought that was a golden shower.
Yeah, no. You do not smell desperate at all.
No, you're not.
You smell like dewy clean and like the rain. And we're happy to have you here.
Thank you, boo.
Okay. So talk about the apparel line.
So it's been
line.
A whole journey.
Yeah.
It has been a whole journey because what I'm doing is not just like apparel or shirts and pants where it's small, medium, large, or a size 32, 31 pants. I am doing a bra.
It's customized
Customized, and it's for a market that's not on the market, you know? Like, so I'm catering to a niche, basically, that is, like, I had to go and buy everything. I had to have things custom made because it wasn't standard sizing. My wires are bigger. My wires are shaped different because, you know, we wear these bras, you have big breasts, and the wires are so wide, and now your breast is like, like they're not flattering. Right. Yeah. So I had to reshape the wire. I had to, you know, I didn't want the padding because the padding wasn't flattering. I have breasts. What? I need some pads on. I don't need this pad that's like poking in and getting the holes and dents in the pad. It's like, what is going on here? So I had to create a bra. So once I made a sample for myself, now I had to turn that sample into 25 sizes. Well, actually I have 35 sizes because I have, well, I don't, I, So much. I'm glad you got me talking about this, girl, because I can talk about this.
But here's the thing is because I've known you for so long, me and Takara go back like 15 years, like at least. And Roxy, we were all at BET, and Alicia Renee, we were all at BET at the same time.
I remember that time too.
So I got there like the year before all of them. I got there 2004 when it was Free, AJ, me, and Tigger as the face of the network.
Oh, Free. She's from Boston. That's my hometown.
I love Free. She is
such a great energy. Oh my gosh, she is beautiful.
She is such an amazing person. And you know what's so interesting? Just like the inter-office politics, they assumed that when I got there that me and Free would dislike each other. And they tried to pit us against each other until she grabbed me. She was just like, we are not going to let them do this to us.
Exactly.
She was like, I do not have a problem with you. I don't want you to hear anything and blah, blah, blah. I was like, we good.
Right.
Good. Oh, I love that. You know, yeah, because you got to stop that shit from happening.
You really do.
A lot of times, perpetuate that whole, you know, women are catty thing. And it's just like,
no, we're not.
Yeah, same thing happened at Sirius Radio with Angela. Everybody assumed, oh, they're probably going to hate each other. No, total fucking no, girl
you
crush.
Love are like, you guys love each other.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen it in my own
always.
Lives.
Like, always, always. So we go way back because Alicia Renee, Roxy, and Takara came in the following year.
Oh, wow. That was a golden era.
It was. Yeah, it really was the golden era over it.
I very much remember from the receiving end.
Yeah.
Watching in my living room. But like that was a wonderful time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it really was. And so being your friend, I have seen this entire journey and I've seen the highs and the lows. Mm-hmm. I've seen when you've literally had to like, you know, fire seamstresses, fire an entire warehouse.
Right.
Go get your shit from a whole other country.
That sounds expensive.
And bring it, like, I've seen.
You were going to China talking about giving my bras to Kara?
Not China. Canada.
Oh, she went to your hometown.
But now are you in China?
No. Okay. I'm downtown LA.
Okay. Yeah. But, like, I've seen you have to, like, basically scrap everything you knew and go back to the drawing board, start everything all over. She wasn't about to, you know, launch this product until she was like an expert at what she was doing. Mm-hmm. And don't let her get a hold of a tape measure. It is frightening.
When she saw me, the first thing she said when she saw me is she looked right at my boobs and said, damn, I forgot my tape measure. Am I spilling out?
Yeah.
No, mind you, everybody on this panel, let's be honest, you have eyes. We all have tiggle bitties. Like, this is a very bountiful group of women. And I told her, she's my birthday gift to myself. Like, I want one of her bras.
Yeah.
Because currently, I'm wearing, like, two.
Yeah.
But a lot of women who are big, you know, big busted are wearing two bras, a sports bra, a regular bra, two bras and a
just
sports
one really
bra,
expensive,
you
know? Tired one. Yeah.
Yeah.
And even when I work out now, I still wear like two or three bras. I wear my bra, a sports bra, maybe another supportive top.
You
want to
be held.
Right. I want to be held because, you know, we're running. Melissa got me running the tracks. So I got
you and Melissa Ford running with your boobs in the wind. That's why running is such a fun spot for you.
No, we have a track.
See y'all coming. Like, here they go.
No, we run on the track.
No, we have a track that we go to. We have a track that we go to.
The comment section are going to be very lit with men who are very excited about this detour.
We got to talk to the guys in the comments because I think that some of the guys were taking the conversation that we were having during the Galentine's Day episode personally, and they were like, oh, this is a bunch of man-hating bitches shit like that. And I'm just like, wait, hold, whoa. Hold on.
Man-hating and bitches?
That's a busy episode. I'm like, hold on.
The episode before literally had two alpha males sitting here to represent for we're a show about inclusion.
You're so cute.
Like, legit. Like, that's the goal of this show is to be, like, inclusive.
Right.
Yeah, about with everybody. We want to hear everybody's opinion.
You know that.
I mean, you know, listen, boys.
Feelings. Right.
Like, stop. No, we don't hate you. We love you, but
we need y'all,
and we need you
literally.
But we're going to hold you accountable to certain things. And listen, here's the other thing: is why are you taking offense to certain things that we're talking about? Like, we're talking about fuckboys. So if you're a fuckboy, then I guess you would take offense. Right. To
only
it.
Hit dogs will holler.
Exactly. So if you're a grown ass man, you shouldn't be taking offense to anything that we're saying. But I'll digress on that. And sorry, Libras. My sister made me clarify that when I'm talking about Libras, I'm talking about one specific guy. Yes. Libra.
My sister's a Libra too. And she's like, hold on.
My sister, she was like,
they're sensitive. Yeah.
She was just like, stop talking about, my sister was like, stop talking about Libras. Yeah. And I was just like, sis, I'm not talking about the girls. My mom's a Libra. My sister's a Libra. Half of my girlfriends are all Libras.
Oh, wow.
Tammy's a Libra. Natasha's a Libra. Like, all my girlfriends are freaking Libras. No, I'm talking about the guys. Mm. They tend to be very indecisive.
Mm. They're very charismatic, though.
They're very charismatic. They tend
to realize that you're number four out of seven.
They
you're
love
like,
the,
oh, there's others.
Yeah, they love the concept of love. Mm-hmm. They love the feeling of love. They don't necessarily know how to be in love with just one person. I digress.
That's true.
So that was a detour going right back to you.
Holding up my titties. Yes.
Holding up Blue's titties.
Back to the blue. Not Blue's, all of us. We
okay, all of
have.
Our titties. Right.
Does it feel like, I wanted to feel like two small people are each holding up a boob and just walking
Girl,
around.
Girl, let me tell you, I wish I want to pull out my phone and show you all these testimonies. But and it's amazing because when women come in and I measure them and some women are shy and they don't necessarily want me to, because I created my own measuring technique. Because that's another thing. Like, you're big breasted and women who are watching this,
you want
a measuring technique, right? Because when you go in, they measure you, but they always guessing. Have you ever went in and you're a different size than this brand, you're a different size than this brand, and then you go in, they say, okay, let's try this. They measure you and then they say, well, let's try this. And then they kind of, you know, make their guesstimation and y'all work.
I'm nervous. What is your measuring tech? Are you like just caressing people's boobs and
yes,
and
yes.
They love it. Yeah, they love it.
I do.
So my measuring technique, I measure straight measurement. So I don't do the standard D, E, double E, G, H.
Those have hurt my feelings.
Yeah, and that's what I've learned that women don't, and that's so I guess I am living in a whole different
world. Who wants to be a G
world?
Or an H? Like, that's
me.
Not good for you.
I love it. I'm
not,
I'm a G.
No, I was told I was a G. I was like, that stands for God, like, okay? Because I'm not doing that.
I love it. But I think I've learned that women are not proud to say I'm an H. I'm not proud. They're not proud to say they're J. And so many women think they're triple Ds or double Ds because they don't want to own the fact that they're an I cup, you know?
Don't come for me, Takara. I thought I was a triple D for me.
Wow, that's very specific. I'm not
coming
for you. But I'm just saying, every woman, I can pull out all my forms. Every woman puts down double D, triple D. I'm like, baby.
So I'm basic. I'm
like, baby. And then what I learned is that, right, they're not proud. So I took the letters off. So straight measurements is only numbers. So now you're a 7 or you're an 8 or you're a 9 or you're a 10.
Oh, that's nice.
Right. So it's not like, and you don't know what the 10 means.
I think a 10 means like a Z, though. Like, no. I think we can do some deductions.
No. But it's better, you know, and I do straight measurements. So I'm measuring your natural breast. So that's why it's custom because you don't have a bra on because women are not wearing the right size bra. So why am I taking your measurements in this bra that you came in that's the wrong size for you anyway?
I literally
you
said,
you know, like, how does that even, how am I get your size if you're wearing the wrong size and I'm measuring you in that bra?
But did she do that? Did you show up with no bra?
No. So this is what happened.
Letters,
I was just like, hey, let's do a video. Right. You know, let's like do a commercial.
Yes, Pornhub.
Like, yeah, she was like, yes, Melissa girl. Ford. I love Melissa. She's like, I got you. I'll do a video of you measuring me and stuff.
Listen, let my girlfriends tell me that they started a new business. I'm like, what do you need?
No, I understand that.
But wait, this is hold
your breast
on.
Out.
This is before.
This is a very expensive breast.
She didn't know.
This is before. This is before I knew that you had to be naked to be, you know, because I was like, oh, yeah, let's film it. You know, and she was like, you have to be topless. I was like, oh, that's a little too much.
Right.
For mass consumption. Sorry, guys. Sorry, not today.
That'd be a great infomercial, though. Your sales would skyrocket. Right.
Okay? Look, we're going to cheat it.
We're going to cheat it. We are going to,
You should do? You should do a blur that's ridiculously big.
Yeah.
Just do a huge blur. Where's this Takara's hands disappearing into the blur? Yeah. And then Melissa twirls like one of them in her show bras on.
Right.
Look, I can have your art direct this. This could totally happen.
Thank you.
You just gave me all the ideas I need, boo. Thank
Melissa
you, Blue.
For Look.
We have definitely been considering like how we were going to creatively, you know, do a little, you know, spot.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was doing actually earlier today before we came. I was taping my measuring technique because women are calling and they're going to my website and now they see that they have to measure themselves. You can't just go on and say, oh, right, I'm a 32 double D. You have to actually measure yourself. So this morning we're doing a photo shoot kind of just showing that you have to measure yourself before you actually are able to buy one of my bras.
Mm-hmm. I want one so bad.
You're not the only one.
I'm getting a magical Takara bra. If I show up for my, I'm getting it for my birthday. So if I show up in April just like this all the time.
It really makes me feel good. It makes the women feel good too. But the women really feel good because when they come in, like I said, they come in and they're like skeptical. Mm-hmm. And then next thing you know, they're coming out the dressing room with their top out for everyone in the store to see. Oh. They don't mind getting on camera now, doing a picture, doing a testimony. It's like their confidence is above the roof. And it's also good because they know they look good. They know that breasts are hot and everybody want to have breasts and people are paying for them and wanting to have what they have. But they're like, why can't mine look the way that you're trying to pay for it? But once they put this bra on, it gives them everything. They're like, I just put Nina Parker in one.
Okay.
Yes, oh. For the Oscars. She just wore with her...
Oh, I saw that. Yes. I saw that she promoted that.
That little big-breasted sister. Yes.
I just put her one in when I put... She was like, see, Takara? She's like, I got a shape. I'm sexy. I'm like, girl, I know you got a shape, you know? But it just like... And she's already confident. Like, you know, that's my girl. She's out showing her stuff. But it's just the comments that women make. It's like, it really... increases your confidence. And that's, we had to have a bra on before we even put clothes on. Mm-hmm. And it determines what kind of clothes you're going to wear. Can you wear that cute little strapless shirt? Can you wear that razor back top? You know, do you have a little peekaboo? It ain't the same old granny, what's that beige color, that ugly black color with that same print that they've been having for 15 years. That same lacy print.
Oh my gosh, like, yeah.
Can we get something else? Can we get something new? And so it's really, it's lingerie. It's sexy. It's meant to be seen and it's meant to make women feel good and it's doing that. And it warms my heart.
Like titty church. I'm so excited.
Titty church. Okay.
Well, you're finally back on Instagram, you know, because your product is actually able to be sold now. Yes. You know. But I want to talk about a time in which you were ready to throw in the towel, or if that even happened at any point during this whole journey, if you were literally like, what am I doing? I'm too tired. I want to give up. Or where you did give up for a little bit of time, put it to the side and just took like a mental break. I had one of those like literally last week where I just couldn't see the forest for the trees anymore. I had run out of gas, you know? And so rather than give up, because that internal negative, you know, narrative was just there and just saying, Melissa, just stop trying. Just, you know, you got a gig, get the paycheck, keep it moving, whatever else. This is just too much for you. Or maybe just stop for a while and lose the momentum. Like, I argued with myself, but it was really hard, like, last week to pick myself up off the floor. It was
Mercury's also in retrograde. I keep telling you that. For the next 3 weeks, we're all going to be wimpy and emotional and testy and full of shit.
Yeah.
So, I love you so much, Blue.
Yeah,
so get yourself a blue.
Yeah, seriously. Mercury retrograde makes everybody feel like they're PMSing.
But you know, well, I was about to say, but we are women and we do naturally go through a cycle.
Mm-hmm. Yes, already.
We already go through
a cycle. So imagine the rest of the world is going through a cycle with us. Not everybody's crazy. Okay. Like,
we're on everybody's on their cycle right now. Yeah.
For 3 weeks.
Yeah, and it's crazy. And it's like sometimes you do wake up and you don't know why you're like not in the best mood. Like, mm-hmm. I do wake up sometimes and like, I'm just not feeling great. Mm. I am just
moody. What does your not feeling
today
look like, Mr. Rogers? Because I feel like one less blue jay lands on your shoulder.
Like, I cannot stand you. No, but to answer your question, Melissa, yes, like 2 years ago, mm-hmm. but not even, I mean, a big one 2 years ago, but yeah. I get them all the time because like even now I'm trying to add new product and add new styles mm-hmm. and you know, like actually I'm coming out with a swimsuit, a bikini too for us.
Does it lift your butt the way it lifts your? Does it hold anything else up? I like
the panties is high waisted, but it's a
perfect. Okay. That's all I need. Okay. If my stomach is snatched and my breasts are sitting, everything else can go.
And I like thongs too, so I'm all into.
Oh,
like,
oh, you're
yes,
scandalous,
yes, honey.
Oh fuck, I hate thongs.
I love thongs.
No, I mean, you know,
why do you love thongs? Because you have a glorious backside.
Right, actually, yes, I do.
I completely set you up for that. I was like,
yes, yes, yes. No, but I'm sorry, but
were you thinking about
is your that phone? My phone?
No.
Yes, it is. I got a
alarm. Oh, that's an alarm.
That was, but it was that waking you up from a nap.
No, pray.
Okay.
Oh, you have an alarm for prayer?
Yes.
Okay, so we have to keep that in while she was talking about her glorious back, and God was like, that was me. I gave you that. Jesus is on the main line.
That was perfect timing.
Okay, so two years ago.
So 2 years ago, I've already been working on my line for 2 years, you know, in 2 years, 2.5 years in, and I'm ready to release. I'm ready to come to market and do what I'm doing now. And it just wasn't right.
In what way?
In the...
In every way. Like
in every way.
The execution.
The thing is...
It's all over your spirit, too. Like, your whole energy shifted.
Yeah, because...
She went back.
Wow. That was psychosomatic. Like, you went back 2 years.
Boy, I love you so much.
We're here for you, girl.
Well, because this is my baby. It really is. Mm-hmm. I really... But I designed the bra. And I want the bra. I'm so proud. Like, earlier, I was so proud to tell you, when I put my bra on you, it's going to look just the way it look on me. You know what I mean? Like, that is... my goal. And I'm that's so what I do it for. You know, like, I'm going to put it on. I ain't going to be able to say anything because you're going to be just... and I'm just going to be sitting back like a proud mom. Like, yay. But when I had to leave one of my developer or technical design people, and I had to hire another technical design person because, like I was saying earlier, when I made the bra and it fits me, but now it has to fit you, it has to fit her, it has to fit all these people. So that's mathematics. It's very technical. And then the design of it, because the people who make bras, it's like a boys club. But this is
a boys club of people that make bras?
Yeah. Okay. But it's like a women's club, because the people who actually make bras and do the things like that I needed to be done, they're older women, and they worked for the Victoria's Secrets, and they worked for all these like big companies, Hanes, and they did all these things. And so now they don't, like, I'm a young Black girl trying to come in and create my own bra. Like, I actually buy the materials. I create the design. Oh, wow. I say how I'm the buck stops at me. It's like, no. And then you have to try to listen to them because they've done this before.
They have the expertise.
Yeah. And they know that, well, the proper way. Because see, what I'm doing is not proper.
Mm-hmm. You're an innovator, though.
I'm an innovator.
Right? Supposed to be proper.
So when you're messing with the person that's doing the technical things, they're telling you, I hear what you're saying, but no, this is, you know, this is like, right. So 2 years into working with someone, they come out with the product. And when I compare it, thank God, when I compare it to my original sample, because I always have my original sample and that's it. This is what it's supposed to be. It was off. It, you know, like, it's minor. And if I would show you things, it's still a bra. That's what I'm saying. Because you have people around you like, what? Mm-hmm. Sell that thing. It's a bra. It works. It's size.
No.
Let's do it.
No, but you had higher expectations.
Right.
That's not my expectation. Yeah. And then, you know, people I just put out there, you're going to make some money. And it's like, that's not what it's about. This is a passion project.
You know, I
really care about this. And so it was not just like, oh, I have a functioning bra. It's the bra functioning the way that I designed it to function, you know? And then when you only can work with so many people or so many people or expertise in this field, what do you do? Mm-hmm. Where do you go? I've been in my car crying. That's how I met Liz. I'm about to cry now because I was just like...
And Liz walked by while you were crying and said, what's wrong?
No, that sounds like Liz, though. I'm just like, where do I go? Because I made the bra, I created it, and I went to do my pop-up to like sell it. And some of the sizes weren't working, and I needed the technical part, and I needed the design. I just needed so much stuff. And I was just like,
I don't have who, what, where, how, when.
Help me.
Yeah, right. Jesus, somebody help me. Like, yeah. It's kind of like, I don't even know what to ask for. Right. I don't even know where to begin. It just seems so enormous.
And I know so many people go through that, those moments where you're like in your car and you're just crying to yourself.
Oh,
or
yeah.
When you're in your room and you're just crying to yourself, or you're, you know, you're praying.
Crying yourself
and you're
to
crying
sleep.
And you're just like.
Crying in your wine.
What do I do?
You know what, right? What's in the back like last week?
Crying in your vodka martini.
No,
Daisy.
No. Daisy's probably like, this lady needs to get it together. Daisy's probably like Stewie from Family Guy judging you right now. Seriously, I've determined that Daisy has a British accent. She is actually a man. And has been talking shit this whole time.
Daisy is my therapist, okay? So,
you know, it's crazy because, like, you're so effervescent, but just now, like, you pulled me in. Like, I was in the car, but started crying with you.
No. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
But the fact that you can get pulled back shows how much it touched your heart, though.
Yeah, no, it really did. And you do, when the meeting, I'm trying to figure out the blood part because I'm like, I got the tears and I got the sweat. I'm like, I ain't actually, you know, I mean, I might have cut myself once or twice with a needle, but
blood, sweat, and tears. It's there.
It is really true.
Blood pressure. How about that?
Oh, girl.
Through the roof. Yeah.
So,
like, I think I'm having a heart attack.
Don't say that. Not right now.
No, not right now. Oh, okay. Not right now.
It looks good. We are not doing the after intermission matinee.
I'm having a little heart attack right now. No, I'm good.
Yeah, but I think every entrepreneur goes through those moments where they just want to give up and they just want to stop and things are just not going right or the way that you want to. And then sometimes, you know,
a lot of them do, though. So how'd you turn the corner?
I was gonna say, so the crying episode in the car, how did you power through that one? Because that is a pivotal turn of
what
you distinctly remember. That 2 years ago it was about to be a wrap,
right? So I was asking for help, you know. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things you start doing. You just telling people what you're doing and what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. And I had met with Max.
Mm-hmm.
I met with Max and I was telling
For anybody who doesn't know who that is, he's basically like a manager out here. I believe he managed Amber Rose, if he's not still managing her. He manages talent.
He's a talent. So I was sitting down having a conversation. He's a Pisces too. Shout out to the Pisces, right? So we were having a conversation. I was having a conversation with him and he was like, well, I don't, you know, really know too much about bras. Mm-hmm. He was like, but I know Liz. Mm-hmm. And he introduced me to Liz. Mm-hmm. Liz introduced me to the technical lady that lived in New York and lives in New York that I'm working with today. So Liz, we flew down there and we met with her. And then even working with her, I had trials because that's what I'm talking about. She's a little older and she wants things done this way. And I had to come and Liz was there with me too one day. And because I'm just open. Like I'm just me, no filter. Mm-hmm. And I had to look at this lady and I said, I know that you can make this bra, but if you don't want to make this bra, please tell me that you don't want to make it, you know, because you're not making what I'm asking you to make, you know, like this is, and then people like, you're too nice because like you're paying this lady and now you're sitting here crying, but it's like, she's my fairy godmother because I don't know how I'm going to find, you know how long it took me 4 years to find her, you know, and so now I'm sitting here like, yes, we have a bra, but this is not my bra. Mm-hmm. It's not my bra. It's not nice. Your mm-hmm. It's a nice bra. But the good thing is, to this day, she did incorporate her knowledge with my stuff. And so my bra is now a combination.
It's a collaborative effort.
It is, you know. Aww. But it's a lot of emotions.
There's men watching this right now like, wow, we didn't know bras were that serious.
No, it's
we're just like taking them off. Like men don't realize like how much it matters to us how our body is upheld because it literally lifts your spirits, right? Mm-hmm. The wrong bra. Have you ever gone out on a special night in the wrong bra and you feel matronly because your boobs are just fighting like one big sausage across your chest? You're like, look, this is not what I need right now.
Yeah, they're spilling out the side.
Or if you're having a ratty, bummy day, but you accidentally put on a really good bra and you're wearing a t-shirt, but you are wearing that t-shirt, like, yes, honey, you can't tell me nothing in this V-neck.
Trust me,
it's literally like a self-esteem thing.
It is. And then also, like, women with smaller breasts, you always can see their little bra showing. They got a little glimpse of this. You can see the back. You can see the front. I'm like, I want to show my bra off. I want to wear a shirt that's got holes down the side. Or, I want to show my stuff off, too. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Your bras are cute.
They are super cute.
I did kind of stalk you. Yeah, usually it's Melissa who's a stalker on the show, but I did kind of stalk your stuff a little bit.
I mean, her page is on fire right now.
I love you so much.
Sakara was gone and now she's back on Instagram because every time she pops up, like every single time
I open up
Instagram, there she is.
I was on Instagram for like 2 years, but it was because
I did not post shit.
I didn't post anything
Yeah.
because I had been working on my line for 2 years prior to me going off. Right. And I was getting so many comments and so many people were like, well, where's your bra? You've been talking about it. And then I keep saying, you know, that's part of being an entrepreneur too. I'm working on it. It's coming. And I got tired of being that person that was always telling you what I was about to do or what I was going to do or what's going to happen.
You have Rihanna problems?
No. Rihanna has told us all to suck a dick. The album will get to, she'll get to it when she gets to
it. She said she was spending Valentine's Day in the studio.
Well, she, who knows? Who knows?
But you realize that you do have Rihanna problems. That's a good problem.
I love you so much, but it is really a problem because it did affect me as a person and as a designer and a creator of this. Right. And I didn't want it to make me fumble either, you know, and it's like, and I wanted it to be right. And it was a lot of pressure to be on there and to try to talk about what you're doing that it's not happening right now, you know? So I wanted to come when it was ready. So I can say, go to iamtakara.com right now.
You better do a plug in the middle of the show. I didn't even know we were having like a plug. Hit it, Takara.
iamtakara.com. Peter, make sure that flashes across the screen right at that moment,
with
okay?
some big old boobs.
Exactly.
In the bra.
We're also, we'll probably like put like a little clip of, you know, the most recent clip that you just had on your Instagram page. I was like, does anybody
see? I want to go see it. Can I look?
Go look. I love you know? You so much.
I mean, is it suitable for work? what kind of video
Girl,
is this, Takara?
But you know, and then I'm happy because now I'm branding the whole intimate thing and the whole lingerie. So I'm really getting into the sexy, intimate brand.
Yeah. Okay, Takara.
Yeah.
For those who are listening, I just went to Takara's page and
she is.
You better give lip and skin and titty and
she's
Diva fan.
She's owning this. She's very much owning this space, which I'm really, really happy about. Like
Takara.
Yeah.
Yes,
girl.
I know.
Yes.
You are lush.
Yes.
Can I just tell you?
Let the girls free.
Watching this remind me of this. When I was watching Top Model years ago, this was several years and several dress sizes ago, I remember seeing you and freaking out. Because I never thought I would see somebody with meat in their bones and and like big breasts being allowed to do that. Because it's not just about size. Because even in the plus size community, we're all not shaped the same.
Right.
There's a bunch of girls out there who are plus size with flat chests. Just all stomach and booty, right?
Yeah.
And so specifically seeing your shape, not your size, but your actual shape, I was like, what? We get to do that? Like, it changed me in so many ways. Because I was like really, really like self-conscious of my boobs growing up. And seeing people like Takara is actually what made me like, screw it, I'm wearing a V-neck.
Yeah. Right, exactly. And that's so true because even when I was in the modeling industry and my agencies and stuff, most of the girls were not big-breasted. Mm-hmm. They were more hippie, more, you know,
bottom heavy.
So it was, they told me to get a breast reduction, you know.
And
so
she was like screw you. No.
And they even asked us, like, you have to make a choice. Do you want to be a model or do you want to be Takara?
Wow.
What? I know how you answered that.
Honey.
My face just got hot. I want to fight somebody.
Honey.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you.
That's nasty.
Yeah.
No, you've made so many of us feel comfortable in our boobs. Like, and it sounds like such a small thing, but people don't understand that when you have big breasts, you're either a joke or a piece of meat for sex.
Mm. Like hypersexualized, fetishized.
Yeah, exactly. I literally remember being 11 years old and being sent home from school because my mother was like, she's 11, but the nuns were like, those are C cups.
Mm. Yeah.
And when she hits a bump on the bus, all the little boys are staring at her and they're not doing their homework. And so I was sent home and told that I was not allowed to come home until they did something with my boobs.
Mm.
I literally was like sent home from school because of my breasts.
What did they do, tape them down?
No, she took me to the to get my breast size, and they were like, ma'am, she's a full C cup. Why did you wait so long? Like, I my first bra ever was a 36C.
I love you so much.
Like, my first.
No training bra.
So imagine
no
me
nothing.
Being 10 years old, like, hey, guys. I remember this one little boy, his brother would grab people by the ankles and swing them, because we were all little kids. I was like, do me.
Right.
And his eyes did something different. I was like, don't do me. Right. He looked excited in a way that Stranger Danger. it messed up. So no, boobs are a big thing for young girls. Like,
yeah.
It's the first time that you realize that men are looking at you that way. Yeah. Melissa, I know you have to know about
No, trust me,
it's
I know.
Boobs and butts, right?
Yeah.
Boobs and butts. If you get any of them too early, you are automatically lose
your
childhood.
But you know what? I got boobs early. I was about in the fifth grade when my boobs came.
So that would have made you about 9.
I guess like, yeah, we could have been friends. Yeah. And, but when I was probably like in the fourth grade, I was stuffing my bra. Mm. I was at, well, I had bras. I had like little training bras, but I used to stuff my bras.
I did the same thing. I taped yarn.
I stuffed them with tissue. I used to do tissue, but then you notice that tissue get wet and it melts. And then when people hug you, you can hear it go.
So that's why you have to use yarn.
I use socks.
Oh.
I put what? Socks. I put
you guys
socks.
Have huge breasts. Why the hell?
Not then. Not then. At four, grade four, yes. I taped yarn to my fucking chest.
Yes, girl. Was it red yarn?
Yes, it was.
I put red socks in my.
Meanwhile, I'm wearing two t-shirts and hoping they stay in. Wow. Punky Brewster episode about that. Ooh. When Cherry on Punky Brewster were like was trying to get breasts. Like,
I love Punky Brewster.
Yeah, right. I love Punky Brewster. My babysitter used to watch it all the time. Right. I love Punky Brewster. Yeah. No, breasts are a big part of your sexualization as a woman.
It definitely is. I just got knocked right off of the path I wanted to
go
on.
We got to nostalgia.
I'm
red yarn though.
I don't know. It was there, and it just made sense. I didn't want the paper to crinkle, so I was just like yarn. Tape those fuckers to my chest.
And you know, one boob is uneven, or you get to running, or we're young. Your
so
boobs
what happens
sweat
when
out.
Your real boobs come in?
You didn't need the yarn anymore.
It was over.
We didn't need the yarn anymore. Fuck, I completely lost what I wanted to ask.
We're talking about entrepreneurship, but talking to you guys has made me realize that all entrepreneurship involves some level of deep depression at some point.
It
should be written in as one of the steps so that you're not surprised when it inevitably happens.
But you know what? And that's the thing. And it is so nice to build circle of women or to have, just a support system. Mm-hmm. And then you really do start to realize things that people went through before. You know what I mean? So like that. People have been in the same road and now stories start to make sense because sometimes I'm trying to do things and then maybe I'm telling it to my family or trying to bounce an ideal off of someone close to me and they don't get it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you really do have to understand that people really don't see your vision and they really don't understand where you're going. And you are the only one that really needs to know. And long as you know, and you're like fighting for it, then you're going to just have to like go on that blind faith or on that intuition or that, that gut feeling and not listen to and I don't think that they're trying to be naysayers,
No, it's just
I don't think that people are necessarily trying to be, and I'm not trying to hold that against them, but they are naysayers and Debbie
it's
Downers.
Sincere ignorance. Like
it's sincere ignorance, but it's also just it's literally just the inability to think that big.
Yeah.
And you are confronting them with that fear and they don't want to hear anything about it. So they're going to say to you what they say to themselves. Mm-hmm. They're going to try to discourage you. They're going to try to, kind of bring you
that
right back down to their.
Say what they say to themselves. And that's why it's important. The things that you say to yourself.
Yeah.
That's why you know what I mean? The things that
I love that. Look at Melissa. Melissa knew I was looking at her like, you hear that, Melissa? It matters what you say to yourself.
It matters what you say to yourself because I do get negative feedback, but I have to tell myself they don't know no better. Or, I have to go back and listen to my motivational speakers where they say, people are not going to get it. You're going to have to, when you listen to
So wait, so that's a good question. So sometimes, you need kind of like a push, or you need like encouragement, support, validation from somebody outside of your circle. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a book that you're reading or an audiobook you're listening to, something that you are.
I do that every day though.
Okay, so
repetition every day.
So who's been your favorite source of inspiration outside of people that you know, like Robert Greene, I don't know, Oprah, Deepak Chopra.
So
like who is it that you listen to? What books have you read that helped you on this journey towards, completion of your project and seeing your vision through?
I mix it up every day, and it's just a mixture of different things. Every day, I've completely turned off the TV. Like, I know a lot of people, we don't have cable, so I don't have cable,
I don't got cable. Right. I use my girlfriend's cable.
Wait a minute. Meanwhile, my dumb ass has all the channels. It's expensive.
I pay $7.99. I pay $7.99 for Hulu. She pays for the Netflix.
So even if
I'm a dummy, I got every single channel. Some channels
I'm coming
I don't
over
know
your house. I'm coming over your house. For my guilty pleasure, but no. So I try to, when I get up in the morning, at night and in the morning, I try to play by affirmations. I go to YouTube. I'm a big YouTube person. So I'm like on YouTube and I'm listening to like Manifest While You Sleep. You know what I'm saying?
I love those videos.
And then in the morning, I listen to your morning affirmations and the I Ams. And, you know, I play those for hours. And then I will play like the Deepak Chopra, you know, and listen to some of that. Mm-hmm. And then I listen to T.D. Jakes, you know, and I'll listen to Farrakhan and I'll listen to Jess Brown and I'll listen to the preacher motivator, P.T. the preacher, you know, no, he's awesome.
Not familiar.
Eric Thomas.
Okay.
Yeah, E.T.
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
I know
Eric Thomas. Like, I did say it right. Whew, I was like, I'm
messed up. And your Instagram feed is probably full of like really positive things as well, because what you see on your Instagram
definitely
affects you.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't follow fuck shit.
Yeah.
Like, I do not follow fuck shit.
Neither do I.
Because it affects your day.
It does.
I follow wine pages.
You know, you're going to get a whole endorsement from this.
I follow dog and cat.
What's the name of her wine?
Fuck yeah, wine.
Wine by Melissa.
That's how you have to say it.
Okay. Fuck yeah, wine. Okay, so I'm going to look into that. I follow dog and
cat.
Fuck yeah.
It's fun to say, especially when you're drinking the wine. Who doesn't want to toast the fuck yeah?
Fuck yeah.
I follow dog and cat pages.
Oh,
and
Daisy.
I follow a lot of comedians. Mm-hmm. I don't follow all my friends. Mm.
No, that's good. I have a friend that I couldn't follow.
Yeah, there's friends that I cannot follow because I know you. And the life that you depict on Instagram is not really who you are. Yeah. So that's awkward. Mm-hmm. And then other things like when I have, you know, if you have a girlfriend that literally just like her page caters to men, I can see your fucking butthole and your titties at my apartment. I don't need to see it on my, I don't need to see it on my fucking timeline, you know? Right. So that's not really my jam. Mm-hmm. And then some of my friends just happen to be like really negative Nancys online and they're always, you know, like just posting ratchet shit. And I'm like, I don't need that, you know, lowering my vibration.
Yeah. And whenever I follow on Instagram, I try to like it, because what's the purpose of being on Instagram if you're not pushing like, you know? Yeah. So it's like, if you don't like it, then why is it on your feed, you know?
A lot of people like to lurk, though. Because I realized there's a little button on Instagram that I didn't realize that tells you how many people have viewed your page, right?
Really? You didn't know that?
Right.
No, I don't. So here's
I love you
something.
So much.
I only started doing Instagram more often because my job and Melissa were like, you literally work in digital media. This is awkward.
What right. is
like
happening?
Log on to something.
Yeah.
So because I've been pushed very lovingly and persistently, that's the only reason why I start. Like all of last year, I only posted like one selfie.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So now that I've been doing Instagram more, I'm like, oh, why do I have 10,000 views on my page but only 100 likes? Mm-hmm. So there's a bunch of lurkers, and then that started freaking me out. Like, you guys are just like looking at my shit and not letting me, like, yeah, that's weird.
You want to know what's
that's
even
freaky. My likes numbers and my lurking numbers are astronomically different.
You want to fuck that?
Some people who come every day just watch and not
like this. You want to hear some even freakier shit than that?
What?
I have my page set to the only people that can comment on my page are people who follow me. So some people press follow just to comment, and those are the motherfuckers that usually comment some bullshit, and then they press unfollow. So you can actually see how many people have followed you and then unfollowed you. Yeah.
My mind is blown.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I can't believe people
My
have time
mind
to
is
really
time. Blown. Some people have multiple fucking lurk pages. You know, what do we call those hamster accounts?
Yeah.
Yeah. They have multiple hamster accounts that they use just to go on other pages and talk shit because it hides your identity. I'm like, I don't have the time, the mental bandwidth for all that shit.
They call
shit.
Them fake Instagrams. There's a whole name for now.
Yeah, Finstagrams.
If I have to do a Finstagram, I'm going to go to Melissa's house and drink some wine with her and Daisy. Because at that point, I need to lay on the couch and figure out, fuck yeah. Like,
right. Fuck yeah.
Melissa, the branding, you have to do
that. Oh, my God.
When Fuck Yeah Once comes out, this is going to be the origin story.
Yes.
It's going to be this clip right now.
Listen, let me tell you something. I literally had, when my car accident happened, I had a version of a living wake. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you know what that is?
A living wake?
Yeah.
I saw one on Golden
So, like,
Girls.
You're not dead.
Right.
I see you.
But everyone's coming
You're
over
there. And so everybody gets up and they tell you, you know, the impact that you had on their lives and how they feel about you.
Right.
Hopefully
No, I know my friends are loving, but they're very blunt.
It's a way to get your flowers while you're here.
Yes.
You know, so some people have this as like a birthday party, a living wake kind of thing, you know?
Yes. I would not show up to that. Please do not invite me to a living wake as a birthday party.
No, I'm having a goddamn living wake and you're coming.
But I think people do appreciate that because, like, you know, so many people just don't wake up. You know, I just had a friend who... Well, yeah, a friend that just passed away in her sleep. She, you know, she didn't wake up.
Oh,
and then I also have one of my very good friends is dealing with cancer right now, and we're mutual friends with the friend who just died, right?
Oh, so that has to be triggering.
And so for her, because she's dealing with cancer, she's like really blessed that people are showing their appreciation now, like right. that she didn't just something happened to her, and then yeah. she would never know how much people really cared. And she was just like, she's just so happy to see that people that she hasn't communicated with in years yeah. just come, you know, from your childhood, mm-hmm. people you work with, people just come, and you just be like, wow, I really do matter. People really do care about me. That's people are giving me my roses yeah. while I'm here, you that's know, what, versus this lady who just didn't wake up, and she don't know, you know, like they're going to come to her funeral. Yeah. And she's not going to witness
That's what it was like for me after the accident. Because I survived, so many people felt inclined to tell me mm-hmm. how important I was to them. And it was overwhelming, you know, like to have that, like, you know, that outpouring, like receiving that outpouring of love was, I could literally feel it. It was palpable. Buoyant, yeah. yeah, it was wonderful. But on the flip side of that, when the crushing depression hit, because you know, my natural mood stabilizers, serotonin and dopamine receptors, were compromised because of a traumatic brain injury.
And those are my favorites.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love me some serotonin.
Well, Takara was one of the first people to literally rush over to my house when.
I believe that.
No, aww. Like, no. No, literally, my girlfriends, an APB went out. Who is closest to Melissa's house right now? Go there right now, because they were so concerned, and they had every reason to be concerned that I was going to harm myself, because I couldn't see past, not even, I couldn't see past the day. I couldn't see past the hour. Mm-hmm. I was resigned to end everything. And she was the first person at my house. Like our friendship, mm-hmm. our friendship has weathered so much stuff.
Honey, boo-boo like, child.
She's about to switch. She's about to be like, bitch.
Like, no. Like, I'm talking about, like, dated the same guys.
Hold.
No, wait, wait.
That's
wait.
A penis. Wait.
At the same.
That would have tested my relationship.
No, at the same time, but we didn't know it.
Y'all didn't fight?
No.
I came wow. over to her house with a bottle of wine.
We found out through having a discussion with one another by accident, kind of thing. Can we say who it was?
Can you tell me after?
Can we hit pause and play some going by? Come on, girl. Give me a T, an L. Give me a letter.
Hold on. Okay.
Well, whoever he is, he likes luscious women.
Let me tell the story, and then she'll give me a wink if I can say who it is. Okay.
Because wink now, Takara.
If I listen, it's your show, girl. You be telling people already, and I'd be like, what?
That's consent. Hit it, Melissa.
But really, okay. Wait, hold on. Sidebar, everybody. Is that okay? Because I think it's hysterical.
It's hysterical too. Hit
hold
it.
On. I think it's hysterical that he even tried it. You know what I said to him? This is all gonna make sense in about 3 minutes. Just give me a little bit of a wide berth.
Put
for this.
A ticker down here.
Yeah.
Like 24. Count it down.
So this is what I said to him. I was just like, how fucking dare you try to date me and fucking Takara at the same time? Like, it's either me or Takara. You don't get this smorgasbord. This is how you little motherfucker.
And then he said, my name is. And what he say?
So one day I'm at her house, and uh-huh. we're just, you know, she's cleaning up, and I'm smoking a little something, something, and whatnot, and I'm just going on and on and on about my new beau.
Hello, Barbara. This is Shirley.
Okay, but hold on. I'm sorry. Before this though, because before that happened, we. We're kind of talking to another guy.
I thought that was, no, that was after.
No.
Well, how many
that
was before,
because that's why I didn't say Atlanta? Something to you. Yeah, Atlanta. We were talking to him first, or okay. we found out whatever, yeah. how that little thing had happened. And that's why, because when that happened, we talked, right? Yeah. But then now this new situation happened, and you came over, you started telling me about yeah. the situation. And the reason why I didn't say anything right then was because what had happened before.
Yeah, it's
because,
to do that twice.
Right.
Like damn, no, another one.
No, because the way that went. So I was like, you go ahead, tell the story. And then okay. that's why after you got finished telling me, mm-hmm. go ahead. Well, she was over my house.
So she's over.
She was getting dressed.
And then
telling me about uh-huh. her new situation or whatever.
But why she's telling me, hearing this story.
But why she's telling me though, I'm getting ready to go meet this guy.
Whoa,
she's over my house in my room telling me about da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And it ate me up. It ate me up so bad because me.
Well, you figured it out?
No, I knew because she told me. But I didn't say anything to her right then what I normally would do. But we had already had an incident.
Right.
So I was like, okay.
With somebody totally different.
So let me handle this differently than that. So I went to, I was already going to see him. So I went to go see him.
Uh-huh.
And then I told her. Mm. But I would have told her then before I went to go see him. Right. Because that, I think that's shady. Like she's sitting there telling me about him. I should have said something at that point, but I was just prefacing that because I don't want to be shady. But it's like,
sometimes it's not shady when you want to make sure that you have a full offering to your friend, right? I would do the same thing where I'm like, you know what? I want to get everything from him.
No, I don't need, I didn't need to get everything from him.
Did you cuss him out? Did you beat him up? What'd you do?
I love you so much. we ended it. But only reason why I didn't say anything at that moment was because of our previous history.
So hold that thought. So let me tell this story. So I'm at her house and I'm going on and on about the guy while she's cleaning up and she's mad quiet. Hindsight, I know
why.
She
told you something. Like, yeah. Zakara, are you breathing?
And yeah.
Zakara and Daisy are hiding in the closet.
Like, oh, shit, for real?
So the next morning, I wake up and she's like, hey, boo. She was like, can I come over? And I thought that was so strange just because of the time of day. It was in the morning and I lived in the Valley. She lived in Hollywood. And I'm like,
6:12. There she was.
So I'm like, why does she want to come over? Like that just was, it was
strange. But you said yes.
I said, yeah, of course.
Your spirit told you something about to go down.
No, because we got that kind of relationship.
This is why I think Atlanta happened after. I'm positive. Positive. Okay. Hold that thought. So she comes over and she was just like, so I gotta tell you something. And I am sorry that I didn't tell you last night. I just was caught so far off guard that I didn't know what to say or how to say it. But I have to say it. She was just like, basically, dude, you're talking to. Well, I'm talking to him, too. And I was just like, oh. And
that's exactly the face you made. I believe you. Mm-hmm. She's gone back 2 years. Why is everybody regressing on this episode? It's like that's so Raven. You're in the middle of a conversation.
Yeah.
What the hell is going on? I do not want my turn at this.
And so
you're back in the apartment, Zakara smiling, holding up cupcakes.
And she's telling me that we're dating the same guy. And you know what I said to him? What I said to her, I was just like, knock yourself out. Yeah, I said, knock yourself out.
I
didn't have to have a conversation with him. I did eventually, you know, not eventually, probably like the next day or something like that, because he called me. And
for his next date. Whole ass.
Exactly.
What's his name? Look, I'm speaking on behalf of the audience who's in the comment section trying to fast forward to the part where the name comes.
But I know. I just want to say this.
Name. Okay, I'm the people's champ right now, okay? Because y'all are drawing this out.
Yes,
yeah, we are.
How I Met Your Mother, seasons 1-12.
Yeah, we are.
Can someone just tell me?
We are drawing this out, but I just want to finish it off with saying this, that there was no way I was losing my friend to this guy, no matter who the fuck he was. Mm-hmm. I was not losing my girlfriend. Like,
That's what I'm thinking. What I was saying earlier, the women, you're like, we have to stick together and hold each other up. You know, it's like, mm-hmm. we're not about to fight over no guy. We're gonna
And now he's attorney general. Like, yeah. This is the part you say, and now he's...
It was, can I say it?
Hit it.
Drake. It was total, yeah.
You assholes. I love Drake.
He's a nice guy.
Everybody loves Drake.
So Drake, check it.
Everybody loves Drake.
If you want to get the third person on this couch, you got screw me, I only have male friends. Okay.
I love you so much.
Oh my, you were not gonna say Drake? You were not going to say Drake?
I mean, I'm fine with the story.
Yeah, I know.
I'm weirdly turned on right now.
I'm fine with it.
This is titillating.
To me, I was like, wow, you really did bite off more than you could chew. Like, I thought to myself, because, I mean, you've got Takara, yeah, you know, and then you've got me. Like,
body, yaddy, yaddy times body, yaddy, yaddy.
What I'm saying
but
is...
But he says it in his songs. He likes his women.
I get
women
that, but what I'm saying is that we...
Like, I understand you.
Listen, Linda, listen, okay? Linda. What I'm trying to say here is
Barbara,
that...
Shirley, Linda.
The two of us are each a 7-course meal.
You really are.
You know what I'm saying? So, you greedy, gluttonous motherfucker.
Look.
That's what I thought about him. Like, you tried it, motherfucker. And it wasn't a secret that we were friends. That was what had me. I was like, you don't get to date girlfriends. Yeah. Don't be messy.
I don't think.
I have a question because now this episode has become about this. Let's be honest.
Okay.
Because okay. I'm so titillated.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, if anybody's wondering about the guy in Atlanta, it doesn't even matter. He's like,
please,
you
no.
know, it's yeah, no.
Drake is enough.
We're collectively embarrassed that we dated him.
Right. So, what, Drake?
No, not Drake. The guy in Atlanta. The guy in Atlanta.
So my question,
here's the thing.
Look, I'm shooting my shot.
Yes.
If I come over your house next year and say, Melissa, I bought you some cupcakes.
Yes.
And Takara's in the car. You will know that Drake saw this and he called my bluff. How did he approach you guys?
No, he's
talk to me like I'm 5. Paint me a picture.
Okay, he's a perfect gentleman. He really is a gentleman.
He's from Toronto. Hometown hero.
I'm trying to tell the story and you are just like...
Turned on,
you
yes.
are so giddy right now. We actually met in Toronto.
Of course you did. You have a map?
It was backstage of his concert and a bunch of, you know, our friends, our family, like, were there. So we were already connected before we were connected because of who our circle from Toronto is. And so he's a Scorpio, I'm a Scorpio, both half black, half white, raised in Toronto. Like, there was so many similarities that it was like, it just made, we just really made sense to each
siblings.
Other.
Mm-hmm. I can't stand you so much.
Look, I want to make sure that she doesn't go back to him when I call Drake.
Yeah, no. So we just had a lot to talk about, you know, and there was just so many similarities that we had a lot to talk about. And that's just it, you know.
He finessed you.
No, he absolutely did not finesse me. No.
How about you, Takara? Your turn is story time.
No. Girl, I don't want to talk about my bras.
I was wearing my bras when Drake walked up to me.
Right.
So I just feel like this is my favorite episode.
I love you so much.
No, before,
but that's such a great story.
No, it's a really good story. The fact that you sat on that for like 6 months, right, in a way.
Well, I mean, it only makes sense when Takara is here.
No, it makes sense when I'm here because I'm sure I've lusted after Drake in your presence. And you probably were like, hee hee, and thought about your cupcake conversation with Takara. And nobody mentioned me in this. Have you dated Jadena as well?
No.
Okay.
No.
I had Jadena.
I did. No, I'm just playing. I don't even know who that is. I'm teasing.
This is my favorite episode. The 3 seconds you allowed me to believe that, I live for them.
I believed it.
I believe it too because you are a good actress.
I was like, damn, girl, shit.
It's so funny. I recently saw a video of Common and Jadena playing basketball, and I was like, I like them separately, but this is a lot of light-skinned rapper energy in one room. And this is why I was like, only person missing is Drake.
You are serious?
Look about this, okay? I know that I'm not going to be with Drake and tell y'all, but if it happens, regardless of me telling y'all or not, I think it's beautiful that someone who is that shiny still didn't get away of your friendship, right?
No.
Because a lot of girls would be like, I don't even like Drake, but it's Drake, so screw you, bitch. Like, a lot of people would have left their friend in the dust over half of that amount of clout and accolades or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think it's kind of beautiful, and it shows that you guys really are, like, real friends.
Yeah, it was when she told me.
Oh, no, I want female friends for real. I got so friends who leave me for Drake, and they're not even gay. They just be like, it's Drake. I'm going to work with him.
Listen, I mean, that's the thing. It's just like, it's rare that kind of thing will happen where a friendship between two women is that strong where it's just like, yo, like, just guys come and go.
What do you love about her so much? And vice versa. I need to know the reason why y'all gave up Drake.
I love you so much.
No, man, this could be a beautiful moment while I'm self-serving. But what do you love about each other so much that made it worth it?
Takara is so the opposite of me as it relates to just her level of effervescence and light and positivity. I'm an effervescent person. I'm a happy person. I'm a positive person, but I can go the other way and I can be really, really dark and I can be very cerebral and in my head and overthink a fucking hole in my head and stuff like that. And I love just how she wakes up every single day grateful. And I just want it, just the glitter to just rub off on me. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's just so, you know, just buoyant and happy and positive and sweet and funny and good natured. And
but why do you trust her? Because a lot of people who do all those things who you don't trust. Because I know a lot of people who are buoyant, mm-hmm. but I don't trust them.
Okay.
And Melissa has more trust issues than I do. So the fact that you're buoyant and she trusts you, why do you trust her so much?
Because Sakara has never, ever once shown me something, you know, shown me something different than who she presents herself to be. Aww, like, ever. Like, not even for a single solitary second have I ever... We could not talk for 2 to 6 months, and I'm never going to think that there's something wrong with our friendship,
right?
Because we haven't spoken. We just got busy, mm-hmm. you know. But we'll get right back, mm-hmm, you know. Mm-hmm. And so our friendship is, you know, that's the foundation of our friendship, is that she is who she presents herself to be. Right. I've never, ever, ever questioned it. And just the fact that those two things happened with each other, where we were dating the same guy, where she was dating, you know, Atlanta first, and then he picked, you know, gotten my whatever, you know, DMs or whatever, however he found me. I can't
was
even
Atlanta,
fucking remember.
Like Donald
no, he
Glover?
Was nothing. No, no, oh, no, like, no. I'm trying to get and he wasn't even cute. So never mind.
But never mind. I want to know that.
He wasn't even
it's
cute.
Not fun in that
so that it was just like it was a conversation from, like, you know, different ends, where she came and told me about Drake, and then I came and told her about Atlanta dude. Like, oh, we're dating the same guy. Like, what the fuck? This is stupid. How dare they?
Right.
It was how dare they think that they can date me and her at the same time, and it being common knowledge that we're girlfriends. Don't try to pit us against each other. Don't put us in a position to where we'll start giving each other the fucking hairy eyeball. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. That's not okay. And in that way, that makes me choose my girlfriend over them any day of the week, because yo, you shady ass motherfucker, you selfish ass thinking with your dick ass motherfucker. So I'm gonna take my girl.
Mm. That's beautiful. I still love you, Drake. Sakara, why do you? Why?
That was more that vitriol was directed more towards Atlanta.
We will never know because he's not attractive.
He doesn't.
We don't care.
It doesn't
I'm
warrant.
A face queen,
doesn't
so,
warrant.
Which
yeah.
He was ugly. I just don't care. To be honest.
He was tall.
All the basketball players. Okay, so Sakara.
He wasn't a basketball player either, I promise. He just was tall.
He was just tall. Ugly for no reason.
No, he wasn't ugly either.
Nah,
what made your relationship with Melissa worth it? Like, what do you love about her so much?
You know, I love Melissa is her vulnerability with me and her honesty with me. Like, I can just totally be myself with her, and she does. I don't feel judged by her, you know, and... Like she said, she's cerebral. And I'm like, you know, not that I'm like, but I am.
It's like helium and a stone. Like, two very different elements.
But no, like she takes me in. I feel like Melissa has definitely took me in, and she has loved me. And I don't know, I love her because she loves me. And then, you know, I don't, because that feels.
That's actually healthy.
Well, I hope
love
so.
Love is supposed to be a reciprocity. You're supposed to love
right,
those who love you. So
you know what
you're
saying?
Healthy.
But the love that I have for her, I guess, is because of the love that she's shown to me and the love that I see from her. You know, like she's
nurturing,
she's there.
Melissa.
Yeah, she's nurturing to me. You know, like I can come to Melissa and she shares. Like it doesn't matter what I asked her about from whatever, any topic, anything or any. I feel safe.
Right.
I feel safe with like talking to her and knowing that she's going to really tell me the truth and give me her real honest opinion, and that she's like vulnerable with me. Like she's like. Yeah, I just trust her, and she's honest, and she cares for me, and I feel that, you know, and I guess I return it.
I just want you guys to have that moment, because in the middle of this sensational and amazing story that you just told me, I'll be thinking about all later tonight, and very different variations. I think women need to know that you guys that are shiny and have body and are sparkly, and they've known for years and years and years. Mm-hmm. are capable of being vulnerable like that with each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because a lot of people would think that a Takara, a Melissa would only want proteges mm-hmm. or people who are not a threat or whatever. Mm-hmm. But the fact that you guys take up such similar real estate mm-hmm. and you are like basically combining your kingdoms rather than being like Game of Thrones that yeah. war with each other.
Yeah.
People need to see there's something healing in that because a lot of women don't think that's possible.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
A lot of women preemptively mm-hmm. don't trust women, not because they've done anything, just because, oh, she and I are too similar. We're going to have beef.
Right? No, I love that.
So I love this. I love it too. Because
I think when we're with each other, we can just be. It's, mm-hmm. you know, like we just are. It's no like Melissa Ford and no Takara. It's just like.
Yeah.
That's my homegirl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And we occupy the same space just in terms of the girls that kind of the women that gravitate towards us. Like we, True. You know, she talked about this, about Liz who, you know, came in, you know, during at the point of year
Liz
two.
Liz is so sweet. Can she get like a shout out?
Yes. Well, she definitely can.
I met Liz one time and immediately like she was sending me like supportive messages in my DMs. I was like, you're nicer than some of my real friends back on the East Coast. Like, what is happening? Like, she's so sweet.
So
she's
one day like I was angel. With one day I was with Takara and we might have been hiking or something like that. She was like, oh, I've got to meet up with this girl Liz and whatever else, and mm-hmm. you know, you want to come to lunch with us? They were going to.
Oh, that's how you met Liz.
Katsuya. Oh, I sat with Takara and Liz and just let them talk their business. But Liz was basically going to be helping Takara, you know, just with the difficulties that she had been facing. With right. this was year two, mm-hmm. so she was about to throw in the towel, and so. Liz ended up becoming a girlfriend of mine. Liz is by the age of like I think 23, she was a 2-time cancer survivor. Wow. And so she's what 32, 33 now, something around there or whatever.
That's heavy.
And so Takara being so, you know, just like she was just so busy, you know, like enveloped within her, you know, the development of her brand, et cetera, et cetera. So as a friend, she was not physically there a lot for the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. Liz and my friendship has flourished as a result because of the connectivity.
Oh, because you both love her. So you're like, well, Takara is a friend of mine.
Exactly. So then Liz became one of my closest friends. And then when my car accident happened, Liz having gone through cancer at such a young age and watching people, you know, basically abandon her and just everything that she had to deal with from the perspective of doctors telling her that we're sending you home to die, you know, that sort of thing. She had a wealth of information that I needed. And she was extremely nurturing and extremely loving and extremely patient and had a wealth of information that I needed and experience that I needed her as a sounding board. She was one of the only people that truly understood what I was going through in my confused state. And so Liz is like she's an angel.
Liz is definitely an angel. She definitely is an angel. And what I really love too is I'm a type of person that I love when my friends are friends with each
me
other.
Me too.
I am not one of those people who are like, oh, you friends were now what y'all doing hanging out with me? Like I
what
love
the what, time.
Girl. Yeah.
I'd be like, please to hang out with her. I want to go to sleep.
No, but not like that. But I'm just glad that we know good people and that we, you know, that we have a circle of people that we can be friends with without someone feeling some kind of way within that circle. You know, like it's just all love. It's not like, you know, someone side-eyeing someone else or can't believe you're hanging out with her when you're supposed to be hanging out with me.
I need all my friends to get along with each other mm-hmm. because when I invite everybody out, I need all my girls to get along with each other because if anybody comes over to me and starts whispering about somebody else over there, bitch, bye. Now, I'm not.
We had a debate about that on Twitter. Perfect segue. Mm-hmm. We had a debate about when your friend has been disrespected by another friend. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is it your responsibility to speak up and say you're not allowed to talk about her around me in that way? Because I had a friend who, whenever people would talk crazy about her, I'd be like, that's my friend. Don't do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or I'd be like, oh, actually, I was there. I understand why she did it. Or, you know what? Even if you're valid and being upset, don't talk about her crazy. Mm-hmm. You can be upset mm-hmm. without talking about somebody crazy
right.
about me.
Right.
And I later found out that she had let a bunch of people talk crazy about me. Valid or not, they're talking crazy. We know what crazy sounds like.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so, and it was crazy because one of the people who was talking crazy about me was sitting next to me one day on the phone with another friend. And that friend was like, oh, you're with Blue, da 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 da, and didn't know that I could hear it. And so I was like, oh, so she just talk crazy about me. So next time I see her, we don't have to say hi. Because right. I'm that person, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be nasty to you. I'm probably not even going to think about you, but I'm not going to speak to you either and be fake.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If we don't speak, you know what that means. Cardi B said the proverb, right?
Yeah.
And so I saw her at parties for 6 months. And whenever I would see her, she could be right there, be like, hey, Takara, whatever. And mm-hmm. I would just mind my business when she would talk. Mm-hmm. So if you would walk in, you would think that I don't even know her. You would think we have problems.
Right.
You would think this is just a stranger to me.
Right.
She walked up to me and was like, I want to know what the fuck your problem. Like, she lost her mind.
Uh-huh. LA will do that to you, though.
No, she lost her mind.
I had a girl say that to
and
me.
And I said, wait, you're mad because I'm minding my business?
Yeah.
After I heard you talking shit about me?
Yeah.
Right. You're not going to just, like, beat you up, right? Like, the fact that I'm, like... There were several other steps I could have taken.
You gonna throw them bows?
Yeah, yeah. I mollywopped you. The fact that I said, let me mind my business and leave you alone, that's the kindest version of how this could have gone. But since you asked questions and I have answers, I can give you answers. By the time I was done, she wished I didn't have answers.
Right.
Like she was running like a dog, like Daisy. Like she was running away, right? But my problem was with a friend.
Yeah.
I was like, you knew this person was talking shit about me this whole time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm telling.
And you never once, even
I'm addressing. I'm addressing it with that person.
Right.
Like, you can't talk shit about my friends to me.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
No, you cannot.
The fact that somebody feels comfortable doing that is already a problem.
I'm going to let you know right now. You don't ever feel comfortable talking to me about said person. If you have a problem with them, I suggest you address it with them and don't talk to me looking for like some camaraderie here because you ain't going to motherfucking find it.
To drag a friend.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that.
Would you expect the friend who has been disrespected to suck it up and be around the person who talked to them crazy?
No, not necessarily. No, absolutely.
I was called a Judas. Like, how dare you not be, grow up. Just be, be around somebody I don't like? What does that mean?
I'm not putting personalities together that I know don't get along because that to me is...
Emotionally unsafe?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that anybody who does something like that is kind of shady. Like, I don't know, like you invite somebody to an event that you know doesn't get along with one of your closest friends and they just kind of walk in and you're just like, really? You know intimately that I don't fuck with said person. You didn't even give me a heads up that said person was coming. Okay, I'm going to exit stage left right now because I don't give a fuck about them, but I'm looking at you crazy like you didn't even give me a heads up that they were coming. Like, did you do this for your own entertainment purposes?
Happens, but women are socialized to that. That's the thing I was saying because a lot of people are going to watch this and see you guys talking about, oh, we all get along, da-da-da. And they'll be like, see, you're being difficult. They all get along. Why can't you? I'm like, no, they actually get along.
Right. Yeah.
Where you lose me is where I have to pretend. Like, if we don't actually get along, it's fakery in my eyes, right?
Yeah. Right.
And I also feel like, as a friend, I should be like, look, I want you both there. So I'm going to tell you both that I want you there. And y'all can figure out if you want to be there and ignore her. And I'll support that because you don't fuck her. I get it. You're just there for me.
Right.
Or if you don't want to come, either way, I'm not taking it personal.
Yeah.
But we once had this friend back east who would literally throw these amazing, beautiful parties. And you walk in and be all your exes.
Uh-oh. Oh,
wow. And I'd be like, this is violent. Right? Why the hell? Are you serious? Yeah. I don't even remember his name. First of all, so this is awkward. But like, it was like literally the joke was, don't go to so-and-so's party. You know you're going to run into eight people you can't stand.
It's
She didn't. We found out later that she was a sociopath.
Okay.
Obviously.
Well, yeah.
Right.
It's very...
And you know who you are.
Yeah.
No, because I'm getting a lot of emails because people have been watching these episodes like doing like those boards from the detectives with the strings. Uh-uh. So I've stopped trying to hire. You know who you are. I'm about to say her name, but I'm not going to be messy.
Okay. Well, on that note, we got to kind of wrap things up because I'm getting the...
From
the producer in the back over there. Yeah, we've been talking for a while.
But Takara is our
friend. I know. We like
our real friend.
We like her so much.
She's
I know.
Not invisible or anything.
Listen, I already know what the comments are going to look like. Bring Takara back. Okay, we're gonna. You know,
it's gonna be Takara titties Drake. Takara titties Drake. I can already see the comment section. Don't have to read them. Probably won't.
Yeah. Well, I love you, my friend, for coming.
Bye. I love you too.
I am
Thank
so
you
proud
much.
Of you. I'm so happy that you've gotten over the hump and now you're actually in the process of like having a product. It's available for sale.
Plug your website.
Yes. And wait a minute, but look, and I'm sitting here on your podcast talking about it. That part right there. Like, we really watch our dreams come true right in front of each other's eyes.
It's a self-actualizing moment
here.
Yes,
it is.
Yeah.
I love stuff like this. I got tea. I got inspiration.
You did, girl.
I'm getting a new bra.
You got a breast full.
I got a breast full. I want to end on that note. This is We got a breastful in this episode.
Yeah, and I want to thank all of you out there for subscribing, for watching. We are on iTunes. We are on Spotify. Mm-hmm. We are on, where else are we? iHeart. We are also on the YouTube. Mm-hmm. We're on the YouTubes. We're on the internet and stuff like that. Okay, no, but thank you guys for tuning in and watching. And one more time, tell them where that they where Please. They can go to order I their custom
Takara,
bra.
Right. Go I am Takara, right. IamTakara.com. Yep. Okay. TOCCARA.
But if you were in the LA area, you also...
I have a showroom in West Hollywood right at the Sunset. Okay. Yes, mm-hmm. 8560 West Sunset Suite 515. Come in and get measured. Come in and get your bra. Yes. Okay. And then you can call us 323-515-8893. Look, here's all my information. Right. Carl, you need some help, right?
Okay, so we're going to put all of that stuff in the show episode description, so you'll be able to click on the link, and there's going to be all kinds of fancy shit that flashes across the screen, probably some titties or something like that.
I want to make sure. I will announce titties on the show.
From her Instagram right. page.
When I wear your bra, I'll point yes. to my chest and tell them this is why I'm sitting so pretty during this episode.
Exactly. Okay, but until then, thank you guys for tuning in. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
If you like our show and the content we're featuring, please hit subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to us. iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, YouTube, and just like your Uber driver asks, leave us a 5-star rating. Also, please leave us a review about your favorite part of the show or your number one takeaway from the episode. We read all the reviews, and this will only help us curate the content that you want to see and hear. Thanks, guys.